I'm Attic. We come from Z's of Dixon. My name is Lou T.
Hey, Lou T.
I'm here from the Western Mass area of Narcotics Anonymous. And I thank God for everything. Speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps, 12 traditions, in areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps or 12 traditions. There will be a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous will misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, remind us that NA member from other areas are willing to drive long distance to support new groups. The speaker helps to fulfill the group's primary purpose to carry the message that addict still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it's like to use. We come to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using. We are here to share our experience, strength, and hope. And like I said, I'm an addict. We come from the disease of addiction. My name is Lou. First and foremost, like, thank God for everything, because God does everything for me. It's what I do with what God gives me. And before I share my experience, strength, and hope, I would like you to ask your God, if you don't believe in God, believe that I believe. I would like you to ask your God, like I'm going to ask my God, to decrease my ego, increase in me his wisdom, and use me as a vehicle of recovery, carry a message of hope and not a mess. And like I said, I'm an addict. We come from the disease of addiction. My name is Lou. And the way that I identify myself, not only because of the statement say that, but I'm talking about, I'm putting the principle before the personality. And the principles that I'm an addict, we come from the disease of addiction. And the personality that my name is Lou. Morbid Reveal talks about a fractured personality and the way I want to put a man on that fracture into the process of 12 steps. You know, I'm going to give something to the newcomer to identify with, you know, before I touch on my topic. Because I believe when they ask you to do some kind of workshop and there's a topic, you got to touch the topic, because that's a must. Because if not, then you're going to be expounding on theories and opinion. And when you misinform, you're dangerous. So what I'm going to give the newcomer, check it out, newcomer. I'm a guy that's been over 100 detoxes, 18 overdoses, a few incarceration. I'm HIV positive for 14 years, and I'm grateful and thankful for God for everything I've been through. I'm grateful and thankful for God for everything that I'm going through, and I'm thankful for God for whatever plan he might have for my life, because I'm here to tell you, I learned one thing in our college now, that there's two plans. There's God plan and Lou plan, and Lou plan don't matter. And I need to say that I thank God for his grace and mercy, for his traveling mercy, for those who came here through the highways, byways, skies, the water, whichever way you came here. I thank God for his traveling mercy to bring you here safe in one piece, and hope that God bring you safe in one piece, and whatever your family members are, that God protect them with his grace and mercy too. Because check it out, this ain't a me program, this a we program, but without you, they ain't no me, and without no me, they ain't no we. You know, in my topic, right, if it is the vicious cycle, check it out, vicious cycle, right? But check it out, my sponsor told me, don't look up the words that you don't know, look up the words that you think you know. So, vicious means wicked, savage, right? So I had to look up wicked. This means morally bad, harmful, or troublesome, right? Cycle, period of time for a series of repeating events, reoccurring round events, long period of time. Check it out. I'm not here to talk about the vicious cycle of finding ways and means to get more, hanging out with Paco, Flaco, Tito, and Pito. I ain't talking about that shit. We gonna talk about the vicious cycles that we find ourselves after we get clean, yeah, in the process of recovery, yeah, when we think that we in here impersonating a recovering addict, and we're confused thinking that we're recovering, but we're really stagnated, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally incarcerated with the key in our back pocket, but afraid to get plugged in to a sponsor and keeping the sponsor on a respirator and talking about, listen, man, just reach out and help somebody. And I'm talking about, man, being incarcerated, talking impersonating a recovering addict. I'm talking about me. And here I sit. In a couple years, I'm thinking well time. In a vicious cycle, sticking everything that don't move in the room, Narcotics Anonymous. Calling myself a player and find out after the denial got removed that I was a trick. Finding out that mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm not only hurting myself, but I'm hurting the other person that I'm dealing with and the other chicks that I'm so-called trying to be a Mac, but not knowing that I'm being Mac, right? Check it out. And next thing you know, right, when you get into a relationship, you got to take something into account that there may be some kids that are coming into play. Check it out. Not only the kids you got to build a relationship, but you got a real relationship with Ray Ray and Junebug. Ray Ray and Junebug are the baby daddies. And I'm talking about being a vicious cycle caught up in there, man, causing a whole lot of havoc in people's lives, not only in my own life, but everybody else I came in contact with in the name of fucking recovery.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm talking catching hell, calling it fun in the room from Narcotics Anonymous, loitering in the process of recovery.
God, am I?
And I'm talking about, man, that I had to get more experienced members that pulled me up. But I'm here to tell you, before they pulled me up, it was a little too late because I already had made a conscious choice to use. And I went out and used, because I'm talking about for a few more years, a couple more overdoses, that the last time that I came in, the disease whooped my ass so bad, opened me up with some suggestions. The hardest trip I ever had to make was from here to here. I'm talking about, newcomer, if your heart don't change, your condition don't change. And I was able to get out of that vicious cycle once my heart changed. Yeah. I was able to plug into the source that plugged into the source. I'm talking about I had to get plugged into the ultimate weapon that introduced me to the ultimate authority. Yeah. I'm talking about, check it out, I didn't pick a sponsor. I prayed for a sponsor.
Whoa. Watch it, boy.
Once I prayed for the sponsor, God see fit to put the man that he was going to use as a vehicle, as a vital tool, as an ultimate weapon to be able to help me to enhance the quality of my life, spiritually, emotionally, and emotionally and spiritually, and enhance the quality of my life, right, and spiritually through the process of 12-step, 12 tradition. And I'm talking about, man, that my life is phenomenal. But I'm talking about how I got caught up in a vicious cycle. When my wife went outside of the relationship, I wanted to fuck her up and treat her like a whore and do all kind of crazy shit, right? But check it out, man. Not knowing that the records in your past will become records in your present. I'm talking about you got unresolved issues. Check it out. They like tissues. Them motherfuckers keep popping up. But check it out. I had to deal with the behavior before the dope, the behavior that got enhanced because of the dope. I'm talking about the unaddressed character defects, the unaddressed issues, the records of the past, so when they became in the present, I could deal with it. But I was caught up in that vicious cycle that I'm talking about. But my sponsor brought me to the light, took me out the darkness and brought me to the light. Because he told me, Lou, I know what you're feeling. I want to know what you're thinking. When the situation occurred, right? So then he had to take me out of the vicious cycle, but I had to reach out to him for help. And tell him what was the exact nature of what was going on. And he told me like this, his experience, because he had experienced that. And he told me, Lou, listen, man, 6 and 7 steps said that you have to become entirely ready, right? And in the 7th step, you humbly asking God to do something. But check it out, you got to take the back seat and let God take the front seat. And check it out, in the 6 and 7 steps say that, right? So listen, you got to love your wife beyond her defect, beyond her shortcoming, and beyond her mistakes. Because God is the only one who can change it. You can. Step guy talk about how self-will God's will when you try to model and take your woman or your mate and turn them into somebody that they're not, but you want to turn them into somebody that you want. I'm talking about you want somebody and settle for anybody. You know, and I learned through this process, man, that I could get caught up in that vicious cycle like when money, property, prestige, dick or pussy divert you from your primary purpose. For real, for real. And get stuck like Chuck, right? Have no clue. And put recovery on the back burner and be praising panties and other crazy shit, right? Material things. But they told me you're dealing with a spiritual problem. You need a spiritual solution. You need something that you can't feel, touch, or even fucking see, motherfucker. So what you're dealing with, check it out. When you go to the doctor for your diagnosis for your flu, you got symptoms, the sneezes, the weasels, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the chills, everything, right? He diagnose you and give you a diagnosis to your dilemma and give you a script. He tell you how soon you want to get better. Listen, my sponsor didn't tell me you got a year, 6 months to do some stuff. He said the sooner you face your problem, that much faster become acceptable, productive member of society. How soon you want to get better, Lou? Get caught up in the vicious cycle, lying, cheating, and manipulating the rules of Narcotics Anonymous. Call it in the name of recovery. Talking about it's God's will.
Yeah.
Check it out. Forgetting that Luke stayed home and he sent his representative. His representative show up.
Oh, boy.
And I've been caught up in that vicious cycle for a long time, man, even in the rules of Narcotics Anonymous early on in recovery. I'm talking about you cannot not go not knowing when you know. We know when we cause some harm. Spiritually, when you're living spiritually, anything you do on spiritual will not sit right with you. I'm talking about when you got a relationship with a God, that God bears some awareness and tell you, look at Lou, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check in before you check out. He told me like this. Listen, y'all told me, my predecessors told me, this is like the fucking mafia up in here. Once you get in, you can't get out. It's like herpes. Once you got it, it keeps coming back. Check it out. Check it out. It's like a big orgy up in here. Right? I'm talking about it's like a big orgy up in here. You come in here fucked up, be living out here feeling better, don't know who the fuck did it to you. And I'm talking about, man, once you got a relationship with God, man, God will use somebody as a vehicle to help you and get you out of the vicious cycle. But I'm talking about the vicious cycle mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that you can get incarcerated and harming yourself. Not only yourself, but you think you're harming yourself, but you're harming everybody else. Because check it out. If you're miserable, it's very unlikely your kids is not going to be miserable.
Watch it.
And it's very unlikely that you're going to be responsible in the areas to be the parent and be the man that God intended you to be, the mate that you need to be to your significant other, regardless of the fallacies and fallacies that she might be having. But when I'm caught up in the cycle, check it out, I'm caught up in self-will, self-centered, arrogance, I'm all diseased up. I'm talking about God is fighting with the disease, the war is unbelievable, but the disease is winning. Because I'm all caught up in the core disease, self-obsession, anger, resentment, and fear. When I'm caught up in the vicious cycle. Right? Y'all told me whatever is your primary, you make it your secondary, you're fucked. That's my recovery. That comes first. I can't put the job before my recovery. I can't put the wife, the kids, fuck that. I've been there and done that. Listen, check it out. I ain't going nowhere with that shit. Fuck that. My job get in the way, listen, I get another one. I'm going to get welfare. I don't give a fuck. Got no problem with that. Check it out, because my recovery is life. It says our recovery comes from God. So now I'm being unobedient to God. But I need to be obedient to God and be a humble, trusted servant to God. If I claim to have a God, am I according walking in the light of that God? And when I'm walking in the light of that God, I'm outside the vicious cycle. I'm not longer incarcerated in the vicious cycle, but I have to plug into the power. So the second step say, a power greater than yourself can restore your sanity. But after having had a spiritual awakening, I know that a power greater than myself is my greatest source of strength and courage, which is a loving, caring God. It ain't Lou no more. Lou ain't God no more. But I'm here to tell you, any given moment, any given day, depending on circumstance, situation, I like to send God on vacation and me play God. I ain't in denial. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't in denial. And I'm talking about, man, that I have some awareness today through the process of step where I have a network, man, because they told me the broader the base, the higher the port of freedom. I'm able to look at myself, man, and not only, check it out, not only, man, that listen, there's something about me that you can see, and there's something about you that I can see, but you can't see, and I can't see it in myself. Check it out. Tell me how many of y'all can look at your own ears. Ain't none of y'all can see your ears. She can see my ears. I can see hers. Right? So I will always see something in her that she can't see in herself. And she'll see something in me that I can't see in myself. But the thing is, am I being obedient and being open-minded to be able to be receptive to whatever she has to say? Not only that she has to say, that God has to say to her. Am I listening or am I hearing? Do I have an open mind, man, to be able to be receptive to the information that God has given me to use somebody as a vehicle, as a vital tool to help me to get me out the vicious cycle? talking about, check it out, the disease, right? The disease ain't getting no more trickier. Just the disease got different faces.
Watch it.
Got different representatives. And check it out, man. You be caught up in the vicious cycle. You hang around, Joker still stealing, manipulating, and clawing at us. You be cheating on his wife. You doing the same old shit too. Yeah. Old guy around my block said, "Lou, you tell me what your friends are doing. I'll tell you what you doing." Yeah. Don't think behavior and attitude ain't contagious in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. You tell me what your friends are doing. You keep telling me what you telling on yourself. What you doing? For real. But one thing that I learned, I don't need to judge nobody's place where they're at. Check it out, right? Because if I judge your character defects, man, mines are in question, right? And when mines are in question, I'll be acting on the same shit. Next week, I'll be coming in, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, right? Because if I don't tell on myself, right, my representative going to show up, the disease is going to tell on me, right? And I learned that, man, I could get incarcerated in that vicious cycle many times in the rooms, Narcotics Anonymous. Check it out, I get caught up in a vicious cycle with lust. Looking at a fat ass, right? Get stuck. I got caught. I ain't in denial. I got caught by my wife in a fucking shopping store looking like this. She said, "What you looking at?" "Oh, I'm looking at that thing on the shelf." For real. I ain't in denial. I'm caught up in a vicious cycle. I'm like, damn, I done got busted. Now I'm fucked up. What the fuck she's thinking? What she gonna do? You know what I mean? My insecurities and doubt kick in. Is she gonna go back outside the relationship or some old crazy shit? So I'm stuck, man. I'm beating my own self. I'm talking about, man, emotionally incarcerating your own self.
Watch it, boy.
Blackmailing yourself.
Watch it.
And having the tool and the awareness to free yourself, but you don't have the courage to free yourself. Because you're still doing some research and some, and you know, some getting in touch spiritually with the little boy. But I'm talking about the little boy sometimes. Say, listen, there's still more work to be done, but you got to get in touch with me, man, and nurture me a little bit better. Sometimes when I think that I've done work in certain areas, man, I'm talking about the little boy said, no, we still got more work to be done. And I'm talking about, man, that I don't have to get trapped no more, incarcerated, man, in that vicious cycle. Because I got people like y'all, man, that love me, even the people that don't love me. Check it out. I'm going to keep loving you so you can learn how to love yourself. Maybe you love somebody else. Because my sponsor said, listen, man, love them persons because you never know what they're going through. Because I look at y'all, man, I see the God in you, man. I don't know if you see the God in me, but check it out, I see the God in you. You know why? Because when I look at myself against another man, man, either I'm going to measure myself better than or less than. My sponsor said, man, measure yourself to yourself. My sponsor said, don't never look at another human being down, the only time when you're picking them up. Because I've been there, man. I know what it's like to be, man, being in a vicious cycle, man, and incarcerated in the rooms, man, and you share something that's not in accordance to my belief system, man, and I will use the literature, because God had blessed me with the ability to quote the literature, that I will use it as a double-edged sword, man, to cut you up, man, like I'm a Ginsu man. And I learned that, man, afterwards, when I go home, I won't be feeling right spiritually about that shit that I done to you. But I don't have the courage to come up to you and make amends to you promptly, man. But I have to add you on my list. My sponsor said, listen, after this shit, the second time I run out, he said, I don't want you to add up no more jokers up on here. He's about to start adding new people from the past, but not from the present. Because now you done got a 10-step in your life. You should be able to have some awareness and make amends to these people. He said, now in the 9th step, you're going to start taking some of these people off. That you done hurt in this vicious cycle. Because check it out, you hurt a whole lot of people in this vicious cycle. Because I tell you, when I hurt me, I'm hurting my kids. I'm hurting my loved ones, man. Listen, I don't have to harm you physically. I can harm you mentally. Check it out, you don't know what drug people brought up in. You can't smell, touch, drink, or shoot. One between their ears, ready to not like somebody's spiritual condition. Talking about she's a hoe, she's this, he's that, he's this. I've been there. Check it out, I used to be down with the Me Too crew. Some of y'all still down with that shit. Yo, Eric.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't like him. Eric be like, me too. So I got to get out of that Me Too, because it talks about our step guide after you come in here and do some work, man. That after a while, you're going to be on a spiritual path that some of your friends are not going to be on. That you're going to be on a spiritual journey instead of being on a spiritual trip. Now you're on a journey.
Watch it, boy.
And once you get on that journey, man, the friends that you had when you first came here are not going to be your friends no
more. Watch it, boy. Watch it, boy. Watch it.
And I'm talking about, man, that you don't have to do that stuff no more. My sponsor said, drop your acceptance level and raise your drop your expectation level, raise your acceptance level, Lou. Accept people where they at. Because at a given moment, they might be your sponsor.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I tell you the truth, man, this program has completely, entirely changed my life. Check it out, man. I'm a guy that come from a cardboard box abandoned house, thought I owned the motherfucker. I had a $50,000 a year job, everything went, the wife and the two kids. Hey, everything must go, sell, baby. I ain't no joke, but I was using, fuck that.
Yeah.
Ain't, listen, soap, I was afraid that motherfucker get wet. It wouldn't be good enough for me to make dummies. Check it out. Check this out. Right? God has blessed me with a woman that I love dearly.
Oh, my God.
I love my wife, Sylvia, dearly. I'm talking about my sponsor said, Lou, stop changing the frame to the picture. When are you going to change the picture that's in the frame?
Watch him.
My sponsor said, Lou, when are you going to stop choosing and allow yourself to be chosen? Pray to God and see what God sees fit to have somebody love you for you, right? God will do that when God sees fit. Not when Lou wants to see fit, when God sees fit. And God blessed me with this woman. And I'm talking about that I got the virus, my wife don't have the virus, and check it out, y'all. I got a baby that just turned 6 months yesterday. She don't have the virus. I'm talking about. Y'all told me in here. Once you put the attic together, the wall will fall into place. Y'all told me God will move the mountain. You got to bring a shovel. You told me that. Listen, Lou, you can become whoever you want to be, whenever you want to be it, as long as you follow this way, this new way of life. Y'all told me it's through understanding and application that it works. Y'all told me, Lou, no matter what, don't use. Because if not, you feel used, you feel misused, and you will use. Y'all told me, listen, uncover and discover who you really are. Introduce the real you to your fake ass.
Yeah.
And the only way I'm going to change, listen, if nothing changes, nothing changes. I don't believe that shit, because your clean date will.
Uh-oh.
The only way I've changed is through this literature and this program, because I'm here to tell you this is the only thing that has changed my life. Methadone clinic didn't do it. The acupuncture didn't do it. Check it out. The voodoo lady with them Zulu beads that looked like I was down with Zulu Nation didn't do it. God and the program, not God, Snobs and y'all people did it. Because the 12 steps showed me how it works. Tradition showed me why it works. That's why y'all show me that it works. Check it out. I don't walk on water, but I'm here to tell you 12 steps, 12 tradition definitely teach me how to swim. And I'm here to tell you, no matter what, don't use. I don't give a fuck what happens. You get diagnosed with what, you come down the pipe, I don't care what happens. Listen, my sponsor, if I felt like using, I call him, I say, yo, Kenny G, I feel like using. He said, Lou, go underwater and screw fish in that ocean and you stay clean, I'll do it. Check it out. My sponsor give me his experience. He maybe did it and stay clean. You know, I want to close with this. Right? If you meet Lou and forget Lou, you lose nothing. If you meet the God of your understanding and forget him, you lose everything. Thanks.
Up here.
Woo. And I wasn't even coming in here. Thank you, Lord. Now my next guest I'm going to introduce is Eric J. Let's give him a
Give me a hug. Oh man, that was good. That's my man. That's some good stuff, boy. Yeah, Speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members and substantial clean time or experiences with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distance to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose. carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it's like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strengths, and hopes of recovery. Take this for a minute, baby. I ain't going to be long. I'm an act named Eric. Yeah, man. My home group is the Mass Must Go group. Yeah, we meet every Friday night from 8 to 10 at 2146 24th Place in Northeast Washington, D.C. Yeah. The word is welcome, man, and please stop by on a Friday night, and you might find us in this vicious cycle. But before 10 o'clock, we'll come up out of here. Yeah, it's an honor, man. This is the 20th celebration of the Chesapeake and Potomac Regional Convention of Narcotics Anonymous. That's number 20, man. That's special, right? I want to thank my man here for dropping. But what I want to do real quick, right, is like I'm like him, man, because ain't no need to be staying long. He basically said it all. But this topic of vicious cycle, right? This topic of vicious cycle, it came, you know, it comes out of the basic text, right? And the beautiful thing of it, I usually don't do this. I tell you, get a book and find the page yourself. But since we're here and it's the 20th anniversary, it's on page 219. Right?
Right.
It's in the personal stories, right? And what I find out about the personal stories, you know, from the founder, Jimmy, to Bob and Gene and all them, you know, that's their story. You know, and when you talk about a vicious cycle, and me and Sylvester was talking earlier, right, and he kept talking about going in the graveyard to get something out, but my question to him was, how can you go in the graveyard without a shovel if you're going in there to dig something out? You need a shovel. You need a set of tools to get out, right? And the set of tools need to be spiritual in nature, because what you might, like, discover after you bring it up is something you can't handle with a human experience. Right? Now, this cycle is something, man. How many newcomers in here? Raise your hand. Let me sit in your chair for a minute. My clean date is April the 18th, 1994, right? That's my birthday, right? Now, something was working before I even, you know, had a plan. Something was working. But, like, toward the end, right? Because our stories, we got similarities, right? But we got differences. And I see some people in here that was with me because I left them on a strip. Because I couldn't stay there. I wanted to stay there, and if it was up to me, I would have stayed there, but somebody wanted me out of there. And I need to get in touch with that somebody, right? And if I don't get in touch with the somebody, it's a good chance I'm going back there, right? So, like, at the end, Charlie, what Charlie see at? That's my man, Charlie see from Detroit. Look, at the end, Charlie, right, I was there. I was in the bandit house, right? We was on 15th Street. Like it was dead rats, it was piss bottles, we had shit in the bathtub, like it was 8 to 10 of us, we had on the same clothes we had on for like 6 to 7 months, and we was in here, the best thing we could come up with was arguing over who gonna get the flip on an antenna that's been flipped 10 times already. We flipped the antenna 10 times. And we asking who go was it next? Denial. Stay right there for a minute. Right? One time. Look, because my drug of choice was anything I could afford, to be honest with you. Or anything you would have gave me. So PCP, right? And I would smoke the PCP and take my clothes off, right? And one Sunday morning, I'm in the park, right? Church going on. We got the big old church, right? I smoked the boat in the park, right? It's from like here to like the tape room. I take the clothes off after I smoke the boat. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, I walk from here to the tape room naked, walk in church, the church disfilled. I'm naked. I got a beer in my hand. I walk up the aisle, give it to the preacher, right? The police come in the door behind me. Right. They stop the police. Newcomer, stick with me. The people in the church, that was my family church, they raised me. They stopped the police. They put the police out. They covered me up. They say, Eric, it's going to be all right. They prayed for me. They took me in the back. They counseled with me. And as soon as I left the church, I went right back up the boatman house and caught two more sacks. Right. So, when you talk about a vicious cycle, see, one thing about a vicious cycle, it got to involve relationships. You can't get around that because the program is about relationships. When you talk about a symbol, you're talking about getting self in order first. Right, you got to get self in order, then you got to do something, Eric, to get to God. But you got to go through people, society, and through service to get to him, right? So what happens here is, look, man, let me tell you something. My biggest problem was I never wanted to tell y'all the truth. Not only was I in something that I shouldn't have never been in, you ever been in something that, you ever seen a car wreck? You ever seen a wreckage of an accident? Right. And don't you know how you can take a recovering addict to a person that was, you know, like the car. You get the car. You see that car, look, it's in the wreckage, right? That's how the female was. You couldn't tell that because she didn't look like the wreckage. But in reality, she was a wreckage. The definition of a wreckage. Check this out. The remains of something that has been destroyed. And every time I try to get something, it's always got to be something that's been destroyed. And not only has it been destroyed physically, the sick part is it's been destroyed spiritually. So when I'm going into something that's destroyed, if I'm not going there with a team to repair it, what I'm getting ready to pick up, I'm not powerful to handle. I'm not powerful to handle. And don't slip up and let the sex manipulate its way in before I can call my auto mechanic team. You know, because once the sex take on, I don't need nobody else. That's how I am. And what I find out is, it's never the individual. It's always me. Right? Our flat book talks about giving plausible answers. The word plausible means what I'm getting ready to tell you might be true. As a matter of fact, it sounds like the truth. You really can't say that it's not the truth. Now, hang on to here. In my heart, I know it's a lie. What makes the defect, is when I'm using something to take advantage of somebody for my own personal gain. And what I need to start doing is taking an inventory of myself and find out why is it so necessary for me to pick up wreckage to try to fill God's hole up with. Why am I, you mean to tell me if I had a decision to get a loving God who rescued me out of comas, man, the best love I can give him is a wreckage in his place? That's some terrible stuff, man. So, we don't only destroy individuals. Let me scope the room. we destroy families. And we don't destroy them because we mean to. Sometimes the inability to love yourself, and because the worthlessness that I, you know, that's in me, I settle for something, and I go in something spiritually blind, because the only vision I got when I go in is basically sexually. Right? So, the cycle. Man, this cycle is, oh yeah, because I ain't come to entertain nobody. I come to share. He done all that. He shared his ass off. I don't got no time for that. I'm here to share, you know, and go and do something. I might get a cycle when I get finished. Truth be told. Hey, Mike. Look, so the thing is, whether I want to accept it or not, I got to hit bottom. I got to hit bottom. There's no way possible for me to have a spiritual awakening, and the spiritual awakening is connected to the 12 steps, but it's not connected to the power that wrote them. You can walk around here having had a spiritual awakening, and the only thing that woke up was your sexual desires. And you can manipulate everything. Because the disease know the literature and the steps just as well as I do. So if you're not getting the power from the God of your understanding, then you're getting the power from the disease of addiction. There's no in between. There's no in between. So what I had to learn how to do, there's some slick stuff here, was turn it over quietly to a God of my understanding. And it be so quietly that I turn it over that you can't even tell. Because it's personal. It ain't for you to tell. My problem is I keep trying to see people with a human vision, when if you truly had a spiritual transformation, your vision should be spiritually. So when you was talking about the 6 or 7 step, what the 6 or 7 step do, it puts you in a position where, like, if you are acting out, I should be able to see the pain in your eyes and not talk about you, because I know how much pain you in, because there's no way possible you're going to be in this program and you not went through it also. I believe everybody get a chance to experience the same experiences. And until we, like, go through it multiple times, because you got to get it right 2 times. You're going to fuck up the first time, and he know that. Right? But you said something that indispensable. Right? The hit is, it's no way possible you're going to be honest, willing, and not be open. You cannot do one without the other two. You can't be open-minded and willing and not be honest. It just don't activate like that. And you got people around here right now just disliking me for some stuff that I've done 7 years ago. It wasn't done to them. It wasn't done to them. A vicious cycle. Have you ever been emotionally molested? Have you ever been emotionally molested? Have you ever been, you know how a female say they've been molested. Have you ever been emotionally molested? Not by the individual, but by yourself. it's a statement, and the statement is there for a purpose when we could no longer. So now let me say something. It's another thing they be saying, right? It's wrong as shit. They're in my area with clean time, telling people we celebrate clean time. Each clean day is a successful day no matter what. You can't spread viruses, sell dope, and harm people in this program knowingly and suspect because you ain't used, you had a successful day. That's a bunch of BS, man. Right? What you need to do, the book say, the basic text say, when we could no longer stand our old ways, we begin to change. From that point forward, we begin to see that each clean day is a successful day no matter what happens. So, like a brother was in a meeting yesterday, he said, y'all follow me. Put your hand on your chin. In the whole meeting, put the hand like this. He said, if you was listening to me, your hand would have been here. So that was some deep stuff. He said, I had to use that. But yeah. But the thing is, if you ever been on your knees clean, right? You see, when you were talking about your eighth and ninth step. And a man's process ain't completed until a restoration process has took place. Right? Yeah, I can take the cop out. I just don't have to sleep with nobody in that lane no more. But that's a little boy piece. The big boy piece is to make the amends process, change the behavior. Because if you ain't changing the behavior, it's meaningless. And we ain't talking about perfection. We talking about, like, having the ability to say, okay, y'all saw what I done 7 years ago. Can't never one of y'all raise y'all hand up right now and said y'all saw me do it again. They can't do that. So the piece is you need to learn from the mistakes of your past. Because you said that the 11th step is trying to put you in a condition where, like, courage, faith, and commitment need to come into place. Because you don't need to be shy to tell people you don't want to hang with them no more. Because at this point, you're going to start, like, elevating spiritually to a level where they're going to cut you off. Yeah. And that's what they talk about in the basic text where they say with or without the relationship. It ain't the relationship with the individual. Because the relationship you should be aiming for is the relationship that you lost with God. Because once you hook up with him, anybody else really ain't important no more. It's not important no more. The stuff ain't important no more. Because if you truly do a 12 step, you really know, man, if you really know who you are, if you really know whose you are, I don't care if y'all never ask me to share no more. But let me tell you something. If you knew who you was connected to, you are rich, man. You will really know that you're rich. And when you were talking about spiritual obedience, if you really try and apply the principles that he wants you to apply in your life, then through your prayer and meditation, you shouldn't even be afraid to ask him because he's obligated to give it to you. No matter what it is. You run around here chasing something and trying to get this and that and worrying about why you got to work 4 jobs to keep it up because you working for something that the Creator ain't giving to you. If he give it to you, look, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Once you tap into the power, and you find out that you over you look, once I found out that I was the child of a king, the bottom line, that makes me royalty. And the reason why I ain't been to him in prayer, meditation, or action, it ain't even about your ego. It's none of your business why. But personally, the reason why I ain't been to action, because I know I haven't been obedient enough to receive it. So ain't no need of me lying to him. So you see people walking around here driving stuff. Yeah, God's spirit. Man, please. Come on, man. Get for real, man. The crack man had a car. The crack man had a car. The dope boy had a mink coat. And the same God of his understanding that gave it to him is the same one that's in this program. So, you have to be able to come out of an eighth and ninth step and like start walking to the best of your ability to live the symbol. You got to go back in the community that you helped tear up, and you got to start like NA meetings now, man. You got to be the vision of hope, man. You know, you got to be service like within a society. Yeah, it's a society within a society, but how about the society you destroy and left alone? Why can't they like be a part of your new way of life? I mean, since you had a spiritual awakening. So, the only way the cycle is can be broken, right, is through prayer, meditation, service, relationship with God, and the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Right. So, I heard a brother say one time, man, one of the worst things I can do is have 80 people following me talking about they my sponsees. You know that's some dangerous shit. And we ain't even asking who you getting your information from, because we already figured that one out. Because we are each other's eyes and ears. But yeah, baby, denial. Yeah, you're hanging around that place. Vicious cycle. So when Gene told his story, right? Because that's his story. One of the things I need to learn how to do is fit the literature, but not tell a story. Because we all have a remarkable way of telling our own. Right? The beautiful thing of it is that in order for the reservation to be stopped, we have to tell our own, man. Good, bad, or indifference. Right? Because if you can tell the truth from here, the people you handpicked to be in your life, you're going to find out before you get out that door that them weren't the ones that God wanted in your life anyway. Because the people that he wanted, he'll start sending them. So NA is a fellowship of men and women. That means you got to grow up, man. But it's a program, a perseverance, man. So I want to thank this area. I want to thank my little crew right there. This is my little crew right there. Y'all look at I want to thank all y'all, man. I'm going to keep coming back, man.